Hello, hello, hello. So I forgot to record a little intro in the studio, so I'm sitting on my bed, busy doing it right now. And since we haven't done many full shows, and this is our full show episode, how it works is you'll see there's a bunch of minis released, and then there's the full show. So if you want to listen to it in one full go and experience it in one go, here it is. If you want to take in short bits, it's in the minis. Enjoy. Lots of love.
The crossover on UCT Radio.
You've been tricked.
He was talking to himself. Psych.
I've actually decided that I'm perfect.
I'm kicking you off. I can't do this anymore.
Thomas, you're literally nothing without me, to be honest.
Rave or behave, honey.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. 3, 2, 1, go.
Oh gosh, here
we're
we are again.
Back.
Welcome to the Friday crossover with Tom and Mta. We're back for our Friday gig.
Uh-huh. I hope you didn't miss us too much. I'm actually so excited to be back up in here.
Me too. We've been moved around. We've tried breakfast.
A little bit, you know.
Yeah.
Tried breakfast. Almost put us on brunch or whatever.
Yeah, and then we did a bit of I did a bit of drive.
Did you do a bit of drive?
Did a bit of drive.
But you know what? This is where home is, isn't it?
Yeah, it's always Friday at 1 p.m.
So
we made it back here.
Whoop,
finally
whoop.
They've given us the midday slot. And we've got a lot coming up today. Mta, I've got a bone to pick with you.
What bone do you have to pick with me now? Every day it's something, but really nothing.
Nothing. No, I actually don't. But don't you get scared when someone says I have a bone to pick with you?
I don't get scared when someone has a bone to pick with me because I'm never wrong.
You're never wrong.
But I always have a bone to pick with someone else because y'all just are so messy out on these streets. I actually have a bone to pick with someone out on campus.
On
and
campus.
They've been avoiding me.
Are they here?
There's somewhere kind of like here.
So you're going to tell us about that. And in case you haven't forget, and if y'all already know.
Y'all already know who I am. My name's Topher, and I thank Olivia.
And I thank him too.
And I thank you, Thomas.
Get in touch at UCT Radio on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
Okay, so embarrassingly for Mta, she's unfortunately been labelled the weakest link because she didn't have a good time on Valentine's Day and, well, she got played by the nice guy.
So I've got a story to tell you, right?
Yeah.
Your bestie, right?
Yeah.
Got played.
Oh, no.
On Valentine's Day.
On the day.
Over the day, let's say.
Oh no.
And you know what the best part was? You might want to play that run again. I got played by the nice guy.
There's no way.
You know how they always say nice guys finish last? Like, he was this guy, so wonderful, so mature, never got in the drama.
Yes.
So I'm like, oh, he's just sweet. And I'm thinking, I'm probably out of his league a little bit, but like, he's a nice guy.
Yeah.
Nice guy. Tell me why he was two-timing me and my friend,
and your
same
friend.
Group, telling us about how he's going to spend Valentine's Day with us both.
Oh my God.
Or essentially making Valentine's Day plans with the both of us. So spicy, so saucy. I'm busy going to my friends. Oh, we like cuddled one night. I'm so happy getting cuddles, getting forehead kisses. It was the forehead kisses.
Oh God, but she was giving something else. I was like, girl, let's just calm down.
Please can we keep it PG?
Yeah.
I'm
oh
getting
God.
Forehead kisses and planning our lives together.
Yeah.
Only to find out, the night we linked up, he kissed me and my friend.
Oh.
Didn't tell me that he kissed my friend.
And he knows you two are friends.
He knows we're friends. We're
no,
the same. Like, he
that's
knows
terrible.
We're friends. Meanwhile, our group, there are some people who have a history of just like, you know, of mixing around and just jumping around in the group.
Yes.
There is a bit of that. He disapproves of that. He was always that kind of like, oh, I would never do that.
And he did.
And he did. Oh. And he did.
Mta.
And he did. And then I find out, I'm like talking to my friends and she was like, oh, I was supposed to have Valentine's Day plans with so-and-so. And then I'm like, with who? I'm supposed to have Valentine's Day plans with so-and-so. We ended up, he was slick about it. He didn't like follow through with my plans or hers.
So he's probably seeing someone else.
What if there's a third?
There's probably a third.
What if there's a fourth?
Oh, God.
What if there's a fifth?
You're in a pyramid scheme.
Do not trust the nice guy.
No,
ladies
never.
And gentlemen, they will make you out to be the weakest link.
You are the weakest link.
I am the weakest link. I'm so embarrassed, so ashamed.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know if you find yourself walking around campus having these thoughts. Now, I had a thought about a message that said, thank you, comma, kindly, explanation mark, and it made me really angry.
Okay, so I had a little thought while walking around campus yesterday.
My thought of the day is, why are we saying thank you kindly? Like, I've been dealing with people for my uncle's house to help him out, and we're saying thank you kindly. Saying thank you, is it not kindly? It's just really infuriating.
Isn't it? It doesn't make you angry.
It's weird.
It's so
irritating.
And I
actually saw the funniest thing on LinkedIn that was like, the reality is, I passed my learner's test.
Yes.
And then the LinkedIn was, I had the privilege of learning this, then and that. And like through the board of the Department of Roads, I got my certificate by doing this, that, and the other. Like, we have to be so, professional language is weird.
It is. And it's so verbose.
It's so all over the place. For me, it's the fact that we have entire courses or like workshops on campus based on how to be a professional. Like, Miss Ma'am, we've been writing emails since we were 10 years old. Why do we need courses for this? Like, do people not know how to write an email?
Yeah. But still to this day, some people don't know how to write them though.
That's true, but I don't know. How would you rather close up your email? Have a nice day.
Yes.
Keep being that girl.
Oh, kind regards. Not thank you, comma, kindly, full stop.
It's like passive aggressive a little bit, isn't it?
No, it's so irritating. You're not... Imagine, I'm thanking you in an unkindly manner.
But you're thanking them in a kindly way. You're not just thanking them. You're thanking them kindly.
So thank me for being your radio partner.
Thomas... thank you so much, kindly.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure to serve as your radio partner and to communicate with you in a verbose manner. Oh.
You read that actual thing.
I told it to
you.
Try again. So where the... Oh.
ChatGPT can't even say it. They're like,
confused.
What does that mean? Thank you, kindly. We don't know. The AI is confused.
Not even ChatGPT can write something for me. Because I said, thank him, Tuff, for being my radio partner in a verbose way. And it is getting himself confused.
It's like, no. It doesn't make sense. So, Thomas, you think we should cut out the rubbish?
I think we should cut out the rubbish. Let's get to the point and be serious with each other. There's no thanking kindly. Don't even thank me. Just move straight on.
Just move on. Oh, my word. I actually saw another reel like this.
It's my pleasure and privilege to serve as your radio partner and communicate with you in an articulate and comprehensive manner. As an advanced language model that I am, I'm designed to understand and generate language with a board. No.
You are literally, you are your LinkedIn profile right now. That's incredible.
I should
be really proud of yourself.
I am proud of myself. Anyway, this was all over the place. We'll be back right after this.
See, and then at random points during the show, I get these random and irritating thoughts.
See, this is how I feel when I have to respond to some emails.
And you sound like you should shut... God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you. That's just the way to go. Sometimes it's not worth it.
It's just not worth it. Even though I want to say...
And then we moved over to writing professional emails. And how Mta is being taught this in third year. It's weird.
So we're talking about writing these professional emails, right? And this sound right here really just sums it up. There's no other way for it to be.
I hate professionalism because why do I have to be like, hi, I'm just following up in regards to my previous email. I was wondering if you've had a chance to review everything yet. I just want to be like, hey, did you see the I sent you? Because you didn't reply yet.
You know, sometimes you need to be really hood with it.
No, you do.
Because otherwise they don't take you seriously.
I wish I could say that to Alexa.
Noted, thank you. And then that's it. You need to be really hood with it, straightforward.
No, I got a... So in my apartment, I had a little thingy-ma-bob at my house.
I saw you got a little email.
I got an email. So we had like these pre's and we weren't being quiet, but like it was before 10 o'clock. It was only an hour. It was short. It was fresh. And next thing, I get an email from this lady and it's like, warning, unit 6, noise disturbance. So I'm like,
I've actually gotten one of those before, and then they emailed my parents and my parents sent it back to me and they were like,
Hamta, what's going on here?
But it was over my birthday, so they were on my side, thankfully.
Fair enough.
And it wasn't even, we weren't even making that much noise. We were just walking to the elevator in our heels.
Like, oh, come on. Oh, yeah, see, I was playing loud music. The doors were open. We were having a whole thing. So,
oh, no.
So, yeah. But so I literally...
just jealous of the fun that you were having.
Exactly. I was like, I just responded, hi, Amy, noted, Thomas. That's all I sent.
Thank you.
That's all I sent. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because I just noted down. Where the hell am I noting this
noting
down?
This down. Well, until the next prees, uh-huh.
Yeah, until the next prees.
So now Mta is living her material girl life and is flaunting her morning routine until she got into the jammy. Over to Hairspray.
No, you didn't have to sing.
This is me.
There was no invitation.
This is me waking up this morning, sunshine in my face, just beautiful roses as I arose in the morning. Beautifully lush made overnight oats ready for me. Candlelit shower, ladies and gentlemen. Beautiful chorus to help me arise from bed. It's luxe. It's motivation. It's us arising, waiting for the day to begin, and then getting on the jammy, trapped like a pack of sardines on the way here.
What is it with the jammy? Why are we? Yo,
you just broke the disc.
I broke
for
the
that
disc.
Moment.
Cutting the music.
Cut the music. That jammy?
The jammy?
The Claremont jammy is my favorite, and I've never seen it like this because I've never been on the 8 a.m., 7 a.m. ones.
Yeah.
They literally, so you queue to get on, like, by Stadium on May. You queue. And then they're still stuffing you in. All the seats are full. People are standing up, and I'm already, like, booty bumping the person behind me. Then you stop two more times on the way to campus. They can see the bus is full. They're still packing people in. Like, what must happen?
Oh, my word.
It is not a wonderful experience. But, you know what? I had a really wonderful morning. I just felt like a hot girl, you know, doing my little walk to the jammy stop, you know, getting my steps in and saving some coin that I didn't pay for petrol.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
And yeah, got to my lectures on time and I'm still feeling fabulous because I just had a lush morning.
So good morning, Baltimore.
And then this part of the show, we never plan. Ever, 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 ever.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey. It's now 3 p.m., which means we're entering the second hour of the second, of 2 hours. Okay, so coming up this hour, we've got a lot coming up. We have got Rave or Behave.
It is the best time when I get your late afternoon on Friday just started, you know?
Exactly. And we've also got Shot Left.
We got Short Left. We're going to tell you what's up and pumping this weekend. And we've got some little tidbits. We're going to get you laughing, I suppose.
I suppose. Maybe.
Maybe, you know. Stay tuned.
Fantastic.
Okay, would you rather be described as hot, beautiful, or pretty? I want to be described as hot. So much better. Let's get into that.
Would you rather be described as hot, pretty, or beautiful? Let's start with you, Frimmy.
I'm going to throw it to the audience really quickly.
No.
We're the audience.
Incoming audience.
Incoming audience. I would say hot.
You would say hot?
I'd say hot, yeah.
Hot, pretty, or beautiful?
Hot.
And you would say hot?
I'd say hot.
Okay, tell us why.
Because pretty is just stupid. Like, pretty, like, you could be... like, pretty people are ugly, like, they're stupid. You know, you know what I'm saying?
So pretty equals, like, lack of intelligence.
Yeah, that's in my mind.
Just like Barbie doll.
Yes. Hot is like you've got some sexual lust to you. There's, like, you've got a bit more, like, you know?
Okay. Mm. Okay.
And I'm not in the era of beautiful's like, oh, I love your personality, or like who you are, want to be in a relationship. I don't want none of that crap. I just think if you're hot, like, I want to be described as hot.
That's so funny because you actually really are reflecting the different eras there. Like, I'm seeing you at Boogie's, like, yeah, like, I want to be described as hot, like, you'd be done. And if someone called you beautiful, you'd actually, like, throw up in their face. But I think it's so cute.
You would. Throw up in your face.
So I would probably...
I'm going to guess.
Please guess, actually.
I'm going to say beautiful. That's what you want to be described as.
That is ultimately what I want to be described as. But if it's like by a stranger, then like I know that like I'm like doubting you. You know how beautiful is like a really... It's a more subjective thing.
Yes.
Is how I feel about it.
Yes.
Whereas...
it's more nuanced.
It's more like nuanced. Like, if someone tells you, or like, that person is beautiful, I'm like, okay, that's your opinion.
Yeah. Like, that's nice for you.
I'm like, that's nice for you. And I guess, like, it is a really nice compliment. I think I'd rather go for pretty.
Okay.
In this current age.
Okay, interesting.
I feel like it's more objective a little bit. Like, it's just, you know... Not too.
It's very surface level.
It's surface level, and like I think I'm okay with that.
Okay, that's what you want.
Yeah, hot. Also, like it's just I don't know. Maybe too lusty for me. I'm a little bit of a prude.
maybe once I'm in my third year, I'll say I want to be called pretty.
Maybe I think you will. You'll graduate to pretty.
Okay, and then next, I have no idea what was going on here. It was four tips. Then it got sexual. I don't know.
So she just says to me something. I'm being so weird today. Someone must have put something in my overnight oats. Have you ever heard a more material girl thing to say in a life?
Listen, I am that girl this year. Like, I don't want you to like. It's good vibes only. It's health and wellness. It's building good habits, and it's starting with that overnight oats and meal prepping and going to the gym 5 times a week and like walking to the jammy. Being trapped like a pack of sardines. But I really...
Your life is so desirable.
It's a really tough life that I live here. Do you know what?
It is.
But anyway, I'm really trying to keep the same energy this year. I don't know about you. Like, I want to be that girl excited to wake up for my 9 a.m.s. Right? With my overnight oats and my drizzled in honey and stuff.
One can try.
So this is how, like, we need to make this happen. I was like realistically, it's the 22nd of Feb.
It's the 22nd of Feb.
We did our New Year's resolution.
We did our New Year's resolution.
Over a month, like, over 2 months, like, almost 2 months ago.
Yes.
And by this time, like, there's a statistic that says that, like, 96% of people have already given up on their New Year's resolutions from Jan. And it's the end of Feb. And the issue is that we haven't learnt the laws of making sure that we are sticking to the wonderful like resolutions and habits that we've set for ourselves.
Yes.
But, you know, because you're listening to the Friday crossover.
You're going to tell me how to build a habit.
I'm going to teach us how to build a habit. Yay! Insert clapping children.
No,
in
no one's that excited.
Yay! And there's 4 like really simple things that you have to do. And I love that it's laid out here for us. Right, so the 4 laws of making a good habit is 1, make it obvious. 2, make it attractive. 3, make it easy. And 4, make it satisfying. Okay. So if I use like my meal prepping like habit, like I really want to make sure that I'm eating healthy this year, eating good nutritious foods. Like I want my meals to look like a Pinterest board every day.
You want them to be real satisfying.
I want them to be so satisfying, so nourishing. I want to just feel like a healthy girl. Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
So what you do, you make it obvious. And to make it obvious, I have to like meal prep on Sunday. Like I have to cook it. Like it's not just going to appear. And if it's not there, I'm going to like order Uber Eats or like get like trashy like McDonald's or KFC. Or
that's
something.
Not trashy.
It tastes good, but my body doesn't agree. We don't want processed foods. We want nourishing. We want delicious. So you have to cook it. So plan to cook it in a batch so that you don't have to think about it during the week. But you want to make it attractive. Now, everyone has this idea that eating healthy food is like bland and boring and it sucks. But it doesn't need to, because if it looks like a Pinterest board, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you can get like good, nutritious and delicious ideas on like Instagram, TikTok, whatever.
Yeah.
3, make it easy.
Okay.
Do not take more than like 20 minutes to do this meal prep.
Mm-hmm.
Like one pot chat, done, 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 dish, and you're good.
Mm.
And then 4, make it satisfying. And like if you want a little treat during the week, have like a little treat during the week. And like...
Thank you so much for your insight. Thank you. That's some time.
Listen, do not ignore your body when it says that it needs something.
Yes.
But, you know, moderation is key.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to my TED Talk. And good luck with your plans and resolutions.
So what you're saying to me is, hold up. I need to make it obvious. I need me to make it attractive. And make it easy and make it satisfying. Right?
It got very naughty in here. That eye contact you were making. Obvious, attractive, satisfying.
Oh, I'm so satisfying.
Easy.
If people can attest.
So yeah, I think it's going to be fab. I'm really excited.
Okay. Nice for you. I'm going to carry on ordering McDonald's.
Stop.
And 20 minutes in, that's the end of our show, our podcasted show. Peek behind the curtains, if you will. Check you next time. We'll be sending some more stuff out on Monday. So yeah, that's when it's coming for you.